Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So it's having those on-the-ground relationships that really expose you to some really good deals and opportunities as they come up onto the market, or even getting access to off-market opportunities as well.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we're back with professional buyer's agent and property investor, Ben Plow. Over the last 15 years, he has bought 7 properties to create a portfolio worth over $3 million. Learn his strategy for building a portfolio, how he manages to get good deals and opportunities on the market, and much, much more. Early on, we learned that Ben Plow has a portfolio worth around $3 million. He now tells us about the importance of diversifying your portfolio geographically.
Geographic diversification is key, and that's common across my portfolio. So we've got assets spread across here in Sydney, Brisbane, and in Tasmania. So we're across 3 states at present, but we do have the aspiration to spread it even further across other states and even overseas.
Plow's strategy for building his portfolio was a simple buy and hold strategy at first, before extracting equity and then buying properties with an X factor.
We started with a simple buy and hold strategy, and I guess there's a purpose around that, and that's just to build that foundation for the portfolio. We then began extracting equity as those properties grew in value. And we've now gone down the path of buying assets that have more of an X factor. And when I say X factor, that means that they may have potential for a dual occupancy via a granny flat, subdivision potential, and we've even got one asset that we could we'll do a unit development on as well. So it's getting a bit more sort of diverse and I guess complex as well in one way, but obviously buying assets that can generate significant equity later on down the track.
Being interested in granny flats subdivisions, Plow has had experience doing some property development.
I have built a property in the past, so that was more of a buy, build, and then on sell. So I do have experience in, in constructing properties. But yeah, it's more of something that I'll be, continuing to educate myself over that journey.
He tells us how he manages to get good deals and opportunities on the market, mainly through having good relationships with real estate agents.
Now, as a buyer's agent, I've built a pretty diverse and elaborate network of real estate agents in the regions or areas that I invest in. So it's having those on-the-ground relationships that really expose you to some really good deals and opportunities as they come up onto the market, or even getting access to off-market opportunities as well. It does take time and nurturing as well, and it's spending time on the ground in those chosen locations and just providing some sort of value to these relationships as well, and not expecting too much from them early on. It takes time to build and nurture these relationships, and that's key. It does take time before they actually yield some results as well.
Plow tells us what is involved in the process of managing his portfolio, from managing relationships to planning around possible future acquisitions.
Yeah, so every day with my own portfolio, it can be quite mixed and varied. And it's probably not every day that I'm really into it, but it's managing your property managers as well, and keeping in touch with them, I think, is important. So over a number of properties, it's obviously multiple relationships and that you need to manage. And it's also just planning around potential future acquisitions. So as a finance person that's really interested in economics and data, I've got some pretty sophisticated spreadsheets that really model my own personal portfolio, and I run scenarios and things like that, and I do feasibilities on potential development sites for me personally. So it's all around just continually educating myself and then obviously then helping using that education to help my potential clients.
He then goes a little deeper into what factors he looks at when he is using his spreadsheets to give him an indication of whether a property is a good buy or not.
From a simple buy and hold property, it's all around a couple of different metrics. Firstly, I'd be looking at the cash flow of that particular property. Regardless of what it is, the cash flow needs to be sound. At the end of the day, cash is what will allow you to hold that property. Its cash flow is the one that will allow you to hold it long term, is what I'm trying to say. And it's crucial that it is sound and it's strong. So cash flow, particular property or asset, is paramount. So understanding what that looks like, and then it's also using some sort of indicators that can plan what potential capital growth could look like for that particular property. I guess is important, but then there's also a whole bunch of other non-financial metrics that we need to be satisfied in order to, recommend a property to a client.
Plo finds the right properties by first looking at both non-financial and financial data that allows him to pinpoint which areas across the country are growing before undertaking further investigation.
So we're looking at things like, property days on market metrics. We're looking at vacancy rates. We're looking at anywhere from up to 20 to 30 different trigger points. And once we see that these trigger points are trending in the right direction, we'll then go into those markets and we'll investigate a little further and actually visit them first in person and just sort of speak to people on the ground. And it's quite an elaborate sort of process that we go through in order to recommend a particular location. And I guess that's all part and parcel of the fun of trying to find that next spot that we think is going to grow in value.
As a result, as part of his job, Plo does a fair bit of travelling around Australia.
It's going up to Brisbane quite regularly, every couple of weeks. Then Adelaide is another one that we spend a lot of time in, and we'd be out there at least every month to sort of check up on properties that the clients are putting offers on, or checking new properties as well. So, yeah, we're on the road quite often.
Coming up after the break, hear about the reason why Plo invests in properties and what he does.
It's about building some sort of level of wealth that will provide us a passive income that will buy us some time back.
Some of the fears he had to overcome at the start of his property investing journey.
There's some of the common fears that are prevalent across all investors. And I was there once upon a time, and it's all about just trying to get comfort and overcoming those fears.
The mentor that really helped him along his journey.
I could say, he was a type of mentor to my wife and I. So he helped us build a sort of a larger portfolio relatively quickly.
All that and much more coming up after the break. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Plo shares with us his biggest why behind his investment into properties and doing what he does.
It's about, providing a better future for my family and for my children. And it's actually, it's never been about, getting rich or anything of that sort of nature. It's about building some sort of level of wealth that will provide us a passive income that will buy us some time back. And that's really important to me and my wife. And it's about giving us choice, choice to, you know, to travel. We love traveling, and you know, the option to spend more time with those that we care about, and that's really the driving force behind why we do what we do, and it's all around, you know, giving us options in life.
He then tells us about his fears that held him back at the beginning of his property investing journey and how he overcame them.
I guess it was like all investors at the beginning. It's you know, the fear of, you know, buying in the wrong location, or the fear of overpaying for a particular property, or, you know, the fear of, you know, wasting your precious time looking for that particular property. They're sort of some of the common fears that are prevalent across all investors. And you know, I was there once upon a time, and it's all about just trying to get comfort and overcoming those fears and just having a go, just having a crack at it, and doing, you know, getting that first property and just continuously building upon that. I think it's just trying to get to that point is important. So, you know, just trying to educate yourself as much as possible and think about the big picture and think about why you're wanting to do what you're doing, and you know, getting comfort around debt, and obviously that's very important. And yeah, just, you know, educating yourself, whether it be by reading books or listening to podcasts and, you know, reading magazines and things like that. It's just important. And also just speaking to other people that have been there and done that, so other successful investors, and getting comfort around what they say and how they started, I think is important.
While investing, he found a mentor that helped him greatly on his property journey.
It was more towards the end where we started working with a buyer's agent, and I could say, yeah, he was a type of mentor to my wife and I. So he helped us build a sort of a larger portfolio relatively quickly. But it's then just, you know, relying on, or just using the expertise that come through, you know, podcasts such as, you know, this one and others that are out there, that you really get access to industry professionals and just overall successful investors, and you learn so much from listening to podcasts like this. I think it's we're quite lucky and fortunate to be in a time that we have access to this type of material.
Plo goes on to share with us a book on property investing that really made an impact on him.
I'm actually not a really big reader, and I don't know, I think ever since I've been a fairly young guy, I've always struggled to sit down and read books. But I have read one that sort of stuck out, and that was The Armchair Guide to Property Investing by Ben Kingsley and Bryce Holdaway. You know, two very, you know, very smart guys down in Melbourne. Yeah, it's a real practical guide where, you know, they share their experiences and they just give some solid advice on, you know, on how to go about building, you know, a solid portfolio. And I quite enjoy the stuff that they put out there.
Plo reminds us of the importance of relying on trusted professionals to help us get ahead on our property journeys.
It's probably about, you know, using trusted professionals, and I think that stemmed from my days of working, you know, back in chartered accounting, and there was a job or a time where I was working with, you know, some significantly high net worth individuals, and I remember, you know, speaking to these guys a lot, and, you know, part of their success was put down to, you know, them relying on professionals and advice for guidance, and I think that really stuck with me, and so in my life today, I've tried to adopt, you know, a certain element of that, and it's, you know, using professionals, you know, in certain parts and aspects of your life, and, you know, not sort of overwhelming yourself and not trying to do everything yourself, because it can be challenging. So relying on trusted individuals and trusted professionals can really, really, really help you get ahead.
Plo attributes his ability to achieve his goals to his drive for success.
So, you know, for me, I've got, you know, personal family goals, I've got property goals, and I've now got business goals. So I think it's my driven and determined nature that really allows me to go out and achieve those goals that I set out.
When asked what he would have done differently if he could go back 10 years ago, this is what he would have had to say.
It's the benefit of hindsight, right? We'd all be, you know, in much different position. But I guess it's, you know, not to say I wouldn't change anything that I did, and I have no regrets. But it would have been nice to have built up more of a sort of buy more properties back in, you know, 10 years ago. That would have been fantastic. But, you know, it's you know, I'm excited to, I guess, to continue adding those quality properties now. But, yeah, look, it's a hard one. But, yeah, it would have been nice to buy more.
Plough shares with us some of the things he's most excited about on his property journey over the next 5 years, as well as in regards to different areas for buying property.
I'm quite excited about the current state of the market, to be honest. And it's, you know, most people probably think otherwise, but I think people that are in the game are seeing opportunities left, right and centre, and I'm one of them. And it's all about, you know, just continuing adding quality investment grade properties to the portfolio, and also branching out into developing a couple of the sites that I currently own. So that's going to be the plan over the next 5 years. In my business as buyer's agent now, I'm quite excited about a couple of different areas at the moment. So it's, you know, parts of Brisbane, not all of it, but there are certain pockets that really present exceptional value. Adelaide, I think, is a market that has rebounded and just based purely on the state of it, of the local economy down in Adelaide, I think we can expect some really good things. Perth is another one that I think has bottomed out and starting to rebound, and there's some certain pockets over in Perth that are presenting good opportunities. And as a twist, Northern Tasmania, there's a couple of different towns there that I like, and I'm buying for certain types of clients, not all, but there are some exceptional opportunities in that market as well. And look, and in Sydney as well at home here, we're starting to see especially some development sites pop up that are either being sold due to, you know, developer distress or whatnot, but there are some opportunities that are popping up now.
Plough believes you create your own luck in life, and that both skill and education are key to success.
I think you create your own luck, isn't it? It's I'd say it's just about taking a punt and taking action, I think, is what I put it down to. Skill, yeah, look, yeah, I've been fortunate to pick some of the you know, some pretty good markets, but yeah, I think it's more down to understanding the game and just taking action. And, you know, property is a very forgiving sort of investment class, and you can always do relatively well. And it's not always about buying that perfect property. It's sometimes about just buying a property that fits your criteria. And over the long term, you're going to do well. So I put it down to just, you know, taking action.
If you'd like to get in touch with Ben Plough, you can contact him here.
You can jump onto my website at www.bfpproperty.com, and this has all the social links, email and my best contact number.
I'd like to say a huge thank you to Ben Plough for joining us on this episode of Property Investory. If you'd like to find out more about his journey, head over to propertyinvestory.com.au.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.